What a few people have said is that the actual absence of any opposition in this country is so obvious. You've got the whole political establishment backing each other up. I think that's why, like, Frank, and you and your family should be so commended for standing up, because the police for years got away with intimidating people into silence or brushing her under the carpet. And I think there is a mood in the country now where people are saying, actually, the networks of corruption that are there are being exposed. And that's in terms of what someone said earlier about, should we just focus on the police or shouldn't we make it more general? I think they're absolutely right. And at the meeting that myself and Eamon and Frank were at last Saturday, it was people making the point themselves. It started out with the police. It started out with the road traffic accident. But very soon it was the county council or the health board or whatever, and the networks that were backing each other up. And that really, inside this country, there's a very small number of people, very small layer of people who look after each other. And when things, when the shit starts to hit the fan, they start covering up for each other. And that's what the history of the Irish state is about. And that's why I think Frank is absolutely right to be so clear that when you're up against this in the tribunal, you're fighting the state. It's not just the lawyers, it's not just the police, it's the whole state. And that's the institutional corruption that exists in this country. And if we're going to change that, it's going to be a big fight, and that we need to start to pull our alliances together, whether it's the people in Mayo with the people who are fighting the police corruption, with the people who are fighting against privatisation. It's only that strength in numbers, because if we're going to change this country, it's not going to be from the corrupt courts looking at the corrupt governments who are going to fight the corrupt local councils. All these people are backing each other up, and it's only a mass movement of people power that's going to change it. So I think the McBrearty case, absolutely, you have to be commended for standing up and actually leading the charge and not backing down to people like McDowell and all the rest of it. But I think it's raised everyone's sights now. I think it's not any accident that we're seeing local campaigns coming out all over the country now, are people saying, we're not going to put up with the corruption anymore. And what we have to do is link all those things together, as other people have said.